Now, oil prices have plunged worldwide as two of the world's top oil producers face off in a dispute over oil production. The fight is between Saudi Arabia and Russia. It could mean lower gas prices for consumers at the pump, and it could be bad news for petroleum producers in the U.S. Jim Ritterbusch is an energy analyst with the firm Ritterbusch & Associates based in Galena, Illinois. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, can you put this oil drop, oil price drop into context for us? How big is this?
It's a big deal, and we have not seen the lows by any stretch of the imagination in terms of prices, either in crude futures or at the pump. So we have further to fall, and this is a result of developments just within the past 3 days in which the two powerhouses, Russia and Saudi Arabia, have gone head-to-head. And this is emanated from Russia dropping out of the what we call the OPEC Plus alliance. And that was followed within a couple of days by the Saudis indicating that they were basically going to open the spigots and increase production. And in conjunction with that, they reduced their official selling prices to their major consumers, such as the United States, China, et cetera.
Yeah, let's dig into that backstory just a little bit more. So you've got Saudi Arabia and OPEC, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries. They produce a lot of oil, obviously. Russia does, too. The initial negotiations were them trying to agree, right, to lower production to keep prices up. Do I have that right?
You have that right. They had a viable deal operating for about 2 or 3 years where Russia agreed back about 2017 to cooperate with OPEC and restraining production, and that worked for a long time. It boosted prices, and until the coronavirus thing came along, that was a viable strategy for them. But at the same time that they were restraining their output, they were relinquishing market share to U.S. Shale producers.
Yeah, let's get to the U.S. In just a couple, but you mentioned coronavirus, and that injected itself into this story because what? Energy demand was going down because of coronavirus in China and then elsewhere?
Energy demand is not only going down, it's plunging. And that prompted the Saudis to suggest a very extreme measure in which they would cut output collectively by about 1.5 million barrels a day. So, the demand deterioration that we're seeing off of the virus is very difficult to assess, and we don't know what the end result will be. But as long as the virus continues to spread, the market's plugging in a worst-case scenario in which we're going to see a dramatic drop in demand that will increase global oil inventories considerably.
Talking to Jim Ritterbusch, energy analyst, about this big drop in oil prices amid a dispute between Saudi Arabia and Russia. And Jim, let's bring this on home now. The United States emerged as, what, the top petroleum producer over the last couple of decades. What is this going to mean for these businesses that have, you know, changed the face of places like North Dakota and gotten bigger out in Texas and elsewhere around the country?
There's going to be some pain there. And the shale producers and Texas, Oklahoma, for instance, they're going to be faced with some sizable problems. There's going to be bankruptcy. A lot of companies have big debt loads. A lot of companies very highly leveraged, and it's going to be a drastic scramble for capital. And as a result, production will begin to slide. And that's partially the objective of both Saudi Arabia and Russia. But in the meantime, it's going to mean a fair amount of pain in the U.S. Oil sector.
Is it just cheaper for me to pump oil out of the ground in Saudi Arabia than it is for me to do, you know, hydraulic fracturing or what people call fracking here in the United States?
Absolutely. You're probably looking at a difference between $45 in the U.S. and maybe $20 in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia can withstand these much lower oil prices for a significant amount of time before somebody cries uncle. And as a result, this looks like we're going to see additional price slippage here, which will be good news at the pump anyway.
We're not a big oil-producing state here in Wisconsin, but we do have this sand. People call it frac sand that gets used a lot in hydraulic fracking. It's been an up-and-down market as fashions change and where people want to get their sand from and how far they want to ship it. But that said, if there's a decline in this fracking around the country, does that have an impact on the states like Wisconsin that produce the sand that they use in it?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's already been a surplus of sand, which some of the Wisconsin sand producers have had to contend with. And that problem will only be exacerbated by this plunge in oil prices. And that'll continue or sustain a trend in which a lot of sand mining has been developing closer to the producing regions.
Let's get to that price at the pump you just mentioned there. How much does a big drop in the per barrel price of oil translate into lower prices when we fill up our tanks?
Oh, I'm not sure how much it's already come off in one day. Some gasoline stations are very sensitive. They even have futures quotes that they watch on their phones every day. So we're going to see some immediate price declines, I think, and ultimately we could see 25 cents, maybe 30 cents shaved off of retail gasoline prices as this month proceeds. So you're going to see some sub $2 pump prices in a lot of areas of the country here, possibly in short order.
That's some savings for consumers, but this this weird big drop in oil prices seems to be making the stock markets drop even more than they already were over fears of coronavirus. How do you weigh the net impact on the economy of a change like this?
Well, it's difficult to balance one against the other, but the energy sector is a major sector of the U.S. economy. It's probably 8 or 9% in total, and that may not sound like a lot, but it feeds off of other industries. Spending on energy, for instance, is a huge driver of heavy industrial equipment, manufacturing, and things like that. So that's going to feed off into other areas, and that's one reason that the stock market became spooked and the Dow dropped by about 2,000 points today.
Jim, say this low price continues for a while and it leads to, as you mentioned, possible bankruptcies of the oil producing companies here in the United States. Eventually, the oil price might go back up. How easy is it for the U.S. After a lot of shakeouts to, pick up an oil industry again after, a short term, maybe disaster like this for businesses?
Well, some of the questions I get relate to whether it's going to be a V-shaped recovery or not. And I see this as more of an L-shaped recovery where it's going to take a while to get the industry back on its feet. Boosting prices as a result of reduced supply or reduced production tends to be a slow mover. So that factor will ultimately accommodate placing a bottom in the oil market, but it's not going to immediately force a major upswing. And if I'm correct in that assumption, we could be looking at a very slow recovery in the U.S. Economy once the coronavirus factor shakes out and once supply gets down to a level where it becomes price supportive.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Jim Ritterbusch, energy analyst with the firm Ritterbusch & Associates based in Galena, Illinois. He was with us today to talk about the latest on oil prices and a big standoff between two of the world's biggest oil producers, Saudi Arabia and Russia, and how it affects things here in the United States.